Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jason Taylor, Washington County Environmental Health Food Safety Specialist, with some tips for cooking your holiday meals this year. This is part one of a two-part interview.
The holidays are coming up with Thanksgiving this week, and a lot of people are getting ready to cook a turkey. Do you have any tips for how to deal with these big birds, especially now when people are starting to prepare?
Yeah, for purchasing them, once you pick out the size of bird you need, you'll want to get it completely thawed before you start cooking it. Most of your problems come from having a frozen bird. You throw it in the oven and it doesn't quite get cooked on the inside. Also, when you get your bird home, most people think they should wash it in the sink, and that is actually putting bacteria all over your kitchen. So it's best to open the bag and just throw it right into the roasting pan and go from there. And before you want to start by washing your hands is the most important thing to get all the bacteria reduced down off your hands once you start doing anything for cooking, especially between raw and fully cooked products that you'd be doing, like your relish trays and different things.
Right. And what's the best way to thaw out a turkey?
Best way is in the refrigerator. If it will take a number of days to do that. So if you did have to speed up the process, you can run it under cold water or 70 degree water or less in the sink, as long as it continually runs on it. And that'll thaw it a little quicker.
And is there a time limit on how long you can have a thawed out turkey in your fridge? Do you want to cook it right as soon as it's ready to go?
No, well, you can, or it can sit. On any type of product, you don't want to go over a few days on a raw product. And anything that's fully cooked, you can go maximum of 7 days.
All right. Well, let's, flash forward a little bit. And the bird's in the oven, and you're getting ready to cook everything else for the day of. Okay. It's that morning. What are some good things to do before you cook, some of those casseroles and those veggie trays you talked about? Okay.
Yeah, best thing would be is, again, wash your hands first off, and then you probably want to wipe down all of your food contact surfaces in your kitchen, all your countertops and that. You can use a mild bleach solution. Takes good rule of thumb is for a spray bottle, you need about 3 drops of regular chlorine bleach, or if you're using like a gallon container, it's going to take about a quarter of a cap full. So it doesn't take much bleach at all to get the right concentration. It's 50 to 100 parts per million. But most people don't have the test strips at home, but just it doesn't take much bleach to do the job. And we have at our kitchen at home, we do the same thing where we wipe all our counters down before we prepare. And once you've done your raw products, wash your hands again before you would start your ready-to-eat things.
And with those, those hot casseroles, how long can they be out when you're serving dinner? People go up and get seconds, but how long is that safe?
Yeah, you can be a maximum 4 hours, but then at 4 hours you have to throw it away. So usually you want to have it hot held at 135 degrees. So if you, most pans, you'll have half hour probably before they get down to below 135, because once it hits 135 degrees, that's when bacteria can start to grow. So
that's been today's Washington Page with Washington County Environmental Health Food Safety Specialist Jason Taylor, speaking about how to prepare holiday meals safely. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.